the real self is unchanging and has no narratives, no stories. It is never identified with a body, never has the sense of having been born or having any fear of death, and abides as blissful presence, luminous, and in a state of solitude, because there is a complete realization that all is mind, one single intelligence that manifests as a cosmos, but is a single whole and is not external to the self, but is simply a dream. And the self is always awakened in that dream, and always beyond it and untouched by its apparent events. And yet it recognizes the beauty of the inner significance, the symbolic meaning, the poetic beauty of all that appears and all that disappears, but views it all without sentimentality, without attachment, without fear, without desire, without change. The blissful self abides in all conditions. So let's return to our reading of the Zen master Wang Po, who was writing around 850 AD and teaching about this. So this is teaching number 18 we've arrived at. If an ordinary man, when he is about to die, could only see the five elements of consciousness as void, five elements really meaning the senses, all the information one gets from the sensory world. If he could only realize that it's empty of self, it's a dream that has no substance, no essence, a projection, a reflection. If he could see that as void, and the four physical elements, earth, water, air, fire, as not containing an I, the real mind, with a capital M, as formless and neither coming nor going, his nature as something neither commencing at his birth nor perishing at his death, but as whole and motionless in its very depth. His mind and environmental objects as one, not a multiplicity. If he could accomplish this, he would receive enlightenment in a flash. So even on your deathbed, you can reach liberation, because it takes no time at all. It's simply the realization that there is nothing other than the self. You cannot be anything other than that. But it's usually only at the arrival of one's deathbed that one's narratives about a future come to an end. And that's when the motionlessness of the real self is finally recognized, because the motions of the body are coming to a stop. And so there is no longer a cognitive dissonance between movement in time and space and the motionless awareness that is timeless and in a dimension beyond space. But the awareness of that real self that is beyond and yet all-pervading is available at every moment. So why wait until you're on your deathbed? Wang Po goes on. He would no longer, this ordinary man who has suddenly reached enlightenment in a flash, he would no longer be entangled by the triple world. He would be a world transcender. I think the triple world in the way he's speaking of it, which may be the Buddha Kayas, but also the world of the senses, the world of thought, and the world of pure awareness. He would be a world transcender. He would be, even without even the faintest tendency toward rebirth, because there would be no desire left, no uncompleted gestalt. And therefore, no sense of lack that would impel one forward in time to seek anything other than what one already realized as all. So if he should behold the glorious sight of all the Buddhas coming to welcome him into some celestial heavenly realm, because now he's enlightened, even then, surrounded by every kind of gorgeous manifestation, he would feel no desire to approach them. So there'll be a final temptation when you do reach this enlightenment. Suddenly you'll be offered a life in heaven. Will you fall for it? Because then you're going to fall from heaven back into a hell realm, and it will all be temporary, and you'll have to do it all over again. So he won't be moved even by all of these gorgeous manifestations, as he puts it, and would feel no desire to approach. And also, if he should behold all sorts of horrific forms surrounding him, hellish, demonic forms, he would experience no terror. He would just be himself, oblivious of conceptual thought and one with the Absolute. He would have attained the state of unconditioned being. This, then, is the fundamental principle. Okay? Do not be tempted and seduced by anything beautiful that is external, and do not be frightened by anything that is ugly or intimidating or monstrous. And in our world today, we have both extremes, and we have all of the temptations of the illusion, all that it can create. And now we are being tested to be unmoved, whether by the fear of death, including planetary death and extinction, or the temptations of bodily enjoyments, jouissance, sensory pleasures. We must be able to be free of both and free of any trace of potential desire for both. And that means we must never move from that center that is unborn and undying and pure awareness without ego. Never identify with your bodily vehicle. Never identify with a narrative of the ego. Never identify with some impulse of desire, or some paranoid thought that creates fear, or some super ego attack that creates guilt or shame. Never fall for any of these emotional unrealities that would pull you out of the Absolute into the relative and into the vortex of the movement of space and time that will bring you in a roller coaster ride through hells and heavens, but always leave you devastated in a state of lack, and always then needing to be reborn to find what you had lost. But if you realize you can never lose the self, and there is nothing to seek, There is only the need to stop seeking, stop thinking, stop wanting, stop hating, stop desiring, stop fearing, and just be. And in that being, that is total presence, one transcends the illusion, and one reaches the freedom of the self that one eternally is. This is the moment to activate our complete understanding and know that flash of enlightenment, because the earth itself is on its deathbed. And we must become the world transcenders to bring light in this hour of need, this hour of truth, this hour when every soul is being tested, and can use the luminous presence of that light in order to find the light within and connect in absolute resonance with the eternal flame of the One Self. May we all have that flame ignited, and in complete joy and bliss of knowing what the timeless nature of the God Self really is, and share that with all, because all are simply manifestations of the One Self. Let us never forget who we are, why we are here, and what is our ultimate destiny, and bring that to fruition now in this season of the harvest of all souls. May we gain the peace that comes of letting go of thoughts, of narratives, of memories, of hypothetical futures, and abide in the timeless present where there is peace. May we have the deeper peace of letting go of all traces of attitudes and habits of the ego mind and its perpetually broken heart and its addiction to keep rebreaking it again and again, and realize our wholeness that cannot ever be broken, and abide in the peace of the unborn, uncreated, deathless self that is beyond all trauma, all suffering, all illusion, all worlds. And may we know the supreme peace of that purity of presence, of divine love, of joy, of intelligence, of blissful, luminous transcendence, to realize that we are the dreamers of this dream, the authors of our destiny, and claim our power of self-sovereignty so that we are never disturbed by illusion created by our own minds ever again. Namaste.